This is CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon, guys. You are tuned into Cliff Central, and you guys know it's obviously a Tuesday, and we have an awesome show lined up for you guys today. But before we get into all of the madness, I'm going to pose a question to you guys, and I want you guys to sort of think about it, simmer in it, like let it sort of just play around in your mind, and we'll deal with it later in the show. So, my question to you guys is as follows. How many of these negative thoughts do you recognize? Air quotes, guys. It's a couple's world. There's nothing really special about me. I can't live without him or her. It doesn't pay to be loving and trusting. So just think about those phrases. And we'll get back to that later. But guys, I am so excited today. Craig, ushap, baby.
Ushap, baby. Awesome. You know, today, Les dropped us. Guys, today, we are without the steering wheel of the show.
I am heading it today, guys. I hope you guys can put your trust in me. And I'll manage this thing.
You've got the thing. You make the pots to be cooked, girl. So I'm not worried.
At least,
but anyway, those questions are quite deep, you know. Everyone knowing that today, you know, well, tomorrow is a month of love. I mean, the entire month focuses on tomorrow. So I'm quite excited about it because I might get lucky. Who knows? You know,
we've got a
special guest today.
We have an incredible guest in studio today.
Super gorgeous.
The beautiful. I'm actually blown away by your beauty. Star Kulu. Star. How the hell are you doing? How are you doing, babes?
Hey, guys. I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here. Wow, Zabraza. It's been like 3 years.
What?
And the last time I was here, which was really dope.
I Googled you a little. You were with Aria, right?
Yes, I was. Dope guy.
Yeah?
Dope time. Such an honest conversation. You should go check that out.
Awesome stuff. So, Star, all I know about you right now is that you were born in Pietermaritzburg.
Hey.
Raised in the beautiful Bloemfontein.
Hey.
I like to associate Bloem with like Avia beer, but it's okay.
Yeah.
We're starting to steer away from that. And a journalist grad.
Yes.
I'd like to know how. Yeah, tell us about you. Yeah. Journalism, and then you want to be in TV. Is it journalistic
intuition,
sort of ambitions?
What's happening?
I think I started this thing where I started studying everything that I was interested in. So I left school being crazy about writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, what's going to allow me to write a lot? And I picked Jern. And after Jern, I started liking to look better and look cuter. And I wanted to know about all of that. So
yes.
I did a bit of beauty and skincare.
Great.
You know, that's just how I kind of choose. Like I started liking social media. Then I was like, I need to find an online course. This is the way that I am. So yeah, Jern happened because I started writing and I loved it. And then I realized as time went that I was just kind of a communicator in general. So even if it wasn't writing, if it was in speaking and in other ways, I just wanted to communicate. So I think that's who I am and what I am right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, you know, I've went through your profile. And of course, you're my neighbor, by the way, guys. We stay in the north. Yeah. Where the clever dogs that have made it in life, you know. And the one thing I love about Star is the fact that she's completely authentic. I mean, I'm her neighbor. Oh. So we do a lot of things together every now and again. I see her with her crazy friends,
yes.
You know. She's
on
always looking
balcony.
Fly. Guys, you should see her. Like, hair on fleek, makeup on fleek. This should be a TV show. Show,
I can see that. What? I can see that. You're always well put together. I saw you last week at the studio. I don't know what you guys were shooting. I know it was some secret project.
Energy. Yes, it was. It's going to be coming out real soon, though.
I heard it's very spicy from a source, a trusted source. Said it's very, very spicy. Do you want to divulge?
I will definitely do that. I will give you guys
the lowdown.
I guarantee you guys a scoop. Close to the top.
Awesome.
All right. Okay. So anyway, as I was saying, I think the one thing that I've seen about you in the last two, we've been living as neighbors, for 2 years now?
Two years, honey.
It's been a while, you know? And, you know, I've seen your social media, especially your Instagram, StarKulu, guys. If you, you know, just want to see how this lady looks like, follow her on at Instagram, StarKulu. I don't know what else, social media platforms. But you are gorgeous. You hit those likes. And I see your Instagram is, nearly hitting about 8K followers?
Yeah.
I mean,
What's that like? Teachers, that's like 39 in 2018, right? That's like having 39 followers. Hey,
why are you guys shading me? Like, hello.
You know, and how has that been like for you? You know, are you like somehow, because social media always says that when you have more than 7,000 followers, you're becoming like a brand influencer. People look up to you. I mean, your pictures are a little bit too star perfect. So give me a little
really?
Bit. Yeah, I mean, I've seen those pictures, high resolution camera vibes, you know.
Yes, girl.
No, Craig, yours too. Craig, yours too.
Also, can we please talk about the man that knows nothing of pants? You know what I mean?
Can you please wear a shirt? Yeah. Like, put on a goddamn shirt, for God's sake, Craig.
This is about star, but anyway.
You know what I mean?
So tell me about that.
I think with Instagram, for me, it's like having the chance to kind of create your own album. So I don't know what I'd be doing if I wasn't putting up pictures that I was really into, you know? That's just how I take it. For me, it's just like a personal diary and a way to kind of understand how I choose to express myself, I guess. Yeah. And it's mostly in clothes, obviously, because I'm mostly posing. Mm. I'm not the best of whatever, but I just feel like I do the best with what I can. And I think it's cool that I can wear stuff from Small Street and stuff from Zara and make it look like a thing. That's just what I like to do. Yeah, man. I don't know.
Well, you do an amazing job.
I think I'm not
job.
Getting to the place where... Thank you.
You do an amazing job making thank it you. All look amazing. Okay. And we appreciate that. So thank you so
thank
much
you.
For lighting up our social media platforms. No, okay.
Thank you.
Guys, so there's definitely a form of intimacy, obviously, between these two neighbors. You guys are neighbors.
Yeah.
There's some form of relationship there.
Yeah.
And that will bring me to our next sort of... I'm trying to flow into our next topic. So I want to know, between the two of you guys... Yeah. In our generation as millennials, what is intimacy and what does it mean to our generation? Between the two of you guys, I'll go with you, Star.
What is intimacy? I feel like we should get the real definition from the dictionary.
We'll get to the real definition. But to Star.
What is intimacy? Oh, intimacy to me is comfort.
Absolutely.
I think it's a lot of it is... definitely physical, necessarily just sexual, but physical in the sense of hugs, holding hands. That's intimacy to me. Intimacy is honesty. Intimacy is forgiveness.
You're running out of words today.
That's what
you.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I absolutely would agree with you that the fact that I'm just going to stick to one point that it doesn't necessarily have to be sexual.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in instances where I don't know if you call them a relationship or a situationship where you are quite vulnerable and close to the individual, but that doesn't mean that you are sexually present there. It just, for me, it just means being bare, you know, and being vulnerable, being able to open up yourself and knowing that you are safe enough not to be judged, you know, and I feel like that's the most powerful form of relationship. It's better than sex. You know, it heightens up a lot of things. You know,
I agree.
There's always that instant just before you get into a serious lockdown relationship. You guys are always like flirting, but you're not physical and you don't necessarily want to rush the process. And I think that is what is lacking these days. You know, people are rushing towards the ultimate goal, which I'm not saying it's sex, but you know, that ultimate closeness that we're missing out on the point of curiosity, of discovering a new person. And being vulnerable. And I think that's beautiful.
And also, I would like to just jump into that. Is also what I feel like our generation lacks is we lack intimacy. We have a lack of intimacy. So there's definitely that gap. And so, like you said, Craig, is we rush for the finality of it all. We want to have sex because it's great, right? But how do we bridge that gap? So intimacy within our generation, obviously a lack of. Why?
I don't know.
Are we just trying to live a fast life?
We've also changed the way we're dating, though. We've changed it. You know, we're not dating the same way we are. You
elaborate
know?
On
that. There's girls who are speaking openly about having a starting five. That wasn't a real thing a few years ago. It was just like, oh, now people are going to talk about my body count. And now body count is like, and what?
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. So the sphere has completely changed. Mm-hmm. We're dating differently. So I think that opens people up to being honest about, you know, what they want and what they don't want and what they have to deal with and what they don't have to deal with in relationship situations. And now, like as you said, situationships, you have the opportunity to kind of, you know, create your own sort of comfort place. You know what I mean? In your own way of intimacy. And I think intimacy is so different to so many different people, because there's people who never want to get married, but they have their ways of being. They have their ways of being intimate, you know. They have their ways of expressing it to somebody who they might not have that mm-hmm. overall contract with, but they have a way of doing that in. I don't know what I'm saying, but what I guess I'm saying is that everybody's intimacy is different. Not Absolutely. Everybody will see it the same, because for me, it might be somebody checking up on me every day, somebody caring. It could be talking to my mom every second day and feeling like she knows what's happening in my life and I know what's happening in hers. Mm-hmm. And another person could just be a phone call a month for them. That's intimate enough, you know. Mm, it's just different. Mm, it's different for different people. Yeah. I guess I don't want to box it.
Yes.
But
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even know if I answered what
No, no, babe. No. You did. Don't worry. We're asking. This is a general discussion. Okay. Don't stress. You made
your point. And you're allowed to swear.
You made your point.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to cuss here
Super
and there.
Super nervous. Yes, I heard.
And you know, I think this is one thing that Star once mentioned. I think last year sometime, we were having men problems at the same time. Mm.
So do you guys like actually discuss your bae issues?
Of course.
So how far are you guys apart from each other? Are you like at unit 3 and she's at unit 9?
No, she's literally like
right
neighbor. Like if you're having sex, she can hear it.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, Star.
I need the dirt. Yes, I need dirt on Stark Hulu. I need
no
dirt on Stark Hulu.
I am a bull. You know, absolute bull.
She is. So, you know, the one thing that we discussed, she was like saying to me, I am not in a space to meet new people. You know, I've resonated with that so much. Where she said, I'm not in the space right now to actually meet new individuals, because that would involve a different kind of intimacy level, which I don't think I'm willing to risk, mm-hmm. you know, towards mm-hmm. it. And that was quite interesting when she said, I'm not ready to meet new people. I can't deal. Mm-hmm. I'd rather play with the boys that I've always played with. Mm-hmm. Not saying that she's a player, but you know what I mean? Like playing with the field that mm-hmm. I'm familiar with than to expose myself to new territory
So to you, Star, it's more about exposing and starting afresh again. Like starting the whole process of, I'm going to wear my weave and my makeup. Okay, and then 3 months into it, okay, now I can be free. Is it that whole process of going and getting used to someone that you just dread?
No, it's just really
or opening yourself up.
No, it's not that. It's just really about where I am in life. I just feel tired. Like I'm at
You're
the
not
highest
to do it.
Point of... my earning capability.
Oh yeah.
And I need to tap into that stuff, and I think that I'll honestly be distracted. I'm that 120% girl. I'm gonna give you everything and fast. So I need to pace myself, and I'm just saying that because I feel that I'll never shortchange someone who I feel deserves the intimacy. I'll never shortchange you. But if you come into my life now, you'll be shortchanged, because right now I am everything to me. Every single thing.
So it's
hard for me to have space for you.
Sure.
You
powerful.
That's,
powerful
that's
and
just
honest.
The real.
Yeah. Awesome. Craig. Job. I've got my producer out here. He also wants to get in on the discussion. Mr.
Sexy Voice.
Mr. Gorgeous voice.
Yes.
How are you doing, for starters? I get we don't see you much.
Yeah, but I'm also making the show.
You see, now his mic is off, guys. His mic is off. You know, it's just the technicalities.
I'm
is
so sorry, your mic's on now.
It's all right. It's all right.
Guys, it's my first day on the job.
Yeah. Please,
you're killing him.
Please allow, ne?
Please allow.
From a producer's perspective,
I'm doing well, ne?
You're allowed. Mistakes happen.
Thank you. Go ahead, producer.
How are you, Candace?
Gishap, when up, baby.
I'm good.
Great.
I'm good, man. So what's the conversation?
You know what? I'm gonna bring you in real quick. I wanna move on to how we are raised, right? And culturally, how intimacy comes into our existence. I mean, being socialized culturally. Intimacy, does it play a part? Are you told not to be intimate? Is it a thing? Are we not too intimate? Are we too intimate? You guys, tell me about how intimacy plays a part in our cultural sort of backgrounds and how we are raised and socialized in those ways. Job.
So from what I've been listening to, right, intimacy, from how the guys explained it, is a form of relationship or connection in a relationship with someone else, not necessarily your romantic partner. Mm-hmm. Can be your friend, family, mm-hmm. and whatnot. So culturally, from a black perspective, mm-hmm. you are raised in a family where you are not really given the platform to express yourself.
Oh,
but
yeah.
you are more supposed to be a submissive person. Mm-hmm. So I would say if intimacy is a form of expression, from a cultural perspective, from a background perspective, Black people are not really taught how to be intimate, mm-hmm. in that sense. It it proves to be difficult in relationships extending yep. outside mm. from mm-hmm. the family, right? Mm. Because if you cannot talk to your own people, mm-hmm. what are the chances that you can talk to your friend?
Mm. True.
And what are the chances that whatever it is that you talk to your friend is going to be true or real?
Mm.
It yeah. could be a mask or facade, and that's what you see generally out there in people. They present mm-hmm. a certain persona and perspective, but not their true selves.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Whoa. Anyone else want to add to that? Craig was sexy.
And Craig was sexy. I love that.
I want to keep calling you that. That's hey. All I ever call him is Craig oh sexy. And you got to do the sexy really sexy.
Hey, I got, you know what I mean? The only thing I need is just Job's voice and I'm perfect.
Ish, unfortunately.
Ish, you
can't have it all. I don't have your thighs, Craig. I don't
oh, yes. Know. Hottie with the body.
Fighter with the body.
I have to have something on my own.
Oh, that's right. All right, I think for my understanding with regards to what you asked, culture and the relationship with intimacy, you know, that those two variables. For me, I've had a different, obviously, experience from you guys in general because you're not queer, you're not gay. I am gay. So the concept of intimacy is extremely foreign to gay people as they're growing up because they are mostly exposed to abuse, to being tormented. So... Mm. Your understanding of intimacy is completely gone. You don't yeah. even really think such a thing actually exists. That's why mm-hmm. if you watch the movie Inxeba, the concept of people being intimate while they are two males, it was so foreign because it's two males being, well, I would say hypothetically gay. It's just mm-hmm. such a no. It's a no-no. Mm-hmm. So from a young age, you grow up being very strong and always trying to overcompensate and so mm. forth because you don't want to expose yourself too
be
much.
Be vulnerable.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So the moment that you make it in life and you're still in the closet and you come to Joburg and then you're like, oh, you know, screw this. I just want to be myself. I'm going to be my fabulous self.
And I think that's what Joburg allows for is for
Absolutely.
You to be you.
It's about
be crazy. If you yeah. want to be queer, be queer. If you want to have yeah. red hair, goodness, have pink, blue, yellow hair.
And then now you are sort of trying to catch up with 18 years
oh, wow.
of straight, normal intimacy.
That's so interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So now you're trying to catch up as quick as you can. So that is why when people say, oh my God, but gay relationships are not lasting. It's because, hello, 18 years of my life, if I go to I've had to suppress what intimacy is mm. between two individuals because mine was not seen as normal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so now as you move on to the next phase in life, which is varsity, and it's going to be a struggle for me. I mean, you're going to have to learn the basics of actually, do I kiss
Hoping.
A guy? Do I not? How does this actually work?
Do you also think you tend to wild out? Having not been used to being able to express yourself. So now you're giving this platform to be yourself and it's okay to be a colored girl. I speak for myself in Pretoria. And it's okay. So does it create that platform for you to now all of a sudden wild out and become sort of overcompensate and be extra and like, oh my gosh, this is me. You being gay. I don't know your experience, Craig.
It's a fine line, right? What I believe because... It also creates about confusion. You've never been given a platform to discover who you are. So when you are faced with that, it is like, who am I really?
And you've never been supported by your
family.
So
now you need to find yourself and
now
the core of who
that's
you
where
are.
You can get lost in it. Mm-hmm. You wild out. You try
yeah.
whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a dangerous thing what culture does to us because you get, when you come out into the world, you get, you kind of, get seen as though you are this wild child, but forgetting what primitively from your roots, you are not really been given a platform to be you. Hence, it's all if you notice the white families, the child can start smoking at like 14, 16,
yeah,
whatever.
Have sex,
like go out partying. Yeah. they have such an open, and that's one thing I respect about the white community because you are given, you know, as much as we are corporal punishment was
yeah,
our
yeah,
way
yeah.
of growing up, it was really destructive. It taught discipline, yes,
but it
didn't
ruined
teach
our
you,
souls.
You, it is still a form of
yes.
slavery from
Absolutely,
our parents.
I agree.
So with white people or white kids, it's easy. they already, by the time they get to varsity, that nigga Johannes knows or whoever's knows who he is and what he's about and what he's there to do.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? And the relationships they have, they're genuine.
That's why they always go on to marry, hey?
And hence
the first girlfriend they have.
And hence for the longest, they will have friendships from like grade R until marriage.
Oh, beautiful, yes.
Versus black people, every year, every phase.
Star, I want you to jump in.
I'm very blessed to have a different point of view on intimacy.
Wow.
Very, very blessed. My mom, it's going to sound so weird, but the best thing that could have happened was for my dad to pass away. Because right after that, she was forced to get to know her kids. You know, there was it was just us and her. And it was either we're going to do this as a family or someone's going to break apart. You know what I mean? And she chose to get to know us. And because of that, she was open a lot sooner. She used to work with Childline. She was a nurse. She worked with a lot of kids. And my mom has always carried this thing, even in high school, where she would house our friends who are going through things or she'd sign them out of hostel and then tell people that they're going to other places, but they're actually going to go perform because they really want to sing. Oh. So I've been around that sort of thing where she was so open and real about life because I didn't realize how much life she had lived. You know, she only started telling me after I was 18 how bad it was, you know. But I was just watching this, so it was normal to me to speak. It was normal to have a conversation. It was normal for her to call me when I was 19 years old and to speak to my boyfriend at 10 in the evening and to expect him to be there. You know, it was not a conversation that I had to have before. It was just an understanding because she always gave me that independence, and that independence was like the biggest show of love to me because it was just like, you know what? I've raised you. You're grown. Once you're 18, I'm now your guide. I'm still your parent, but I'm now your guardian. Like, I'll take care of you, but it's on you. But I've raised you enough to hope that everything I've put in you will give you the tools you need to kind of do this life thing as best as you can. Of course, I've made mistakes. Of course, I will continue to. However, I really have no issues with intimacy, you know what I mean? I don't. No. I really am sexually intense.
Wow.
I love really hard. I enjoy trying new things. I enjoy being with expressive men. I just do, you know? And that's because of the power in sexuality that my mother just instilled. You know, everything was a conversation. Mm-hmm. She'd just pause things and be like, yo, this is what's happening right now. TV's a thing. Read this. Let me know if you don't understand something. You know what I mean? It was just open. And that's allowed me to be as open as I can be. Sure. That's allowed me to be as sexually liberated as I can be. But understanding that that body positivity that comes with like a tight pair of jeans also needs to translate into body positivity in my health.
Oh, wow.
And taking care of myself.
Beautiful.
So I've been blessed in that way.
Awesome. Job.
That's actually quite fortunate that, that you've had, like, it's beautiful. So, but the question is, do you believe then, because of that, just a random question, do you believe because of, you mentioned independence, do you believe that because your mother gave you such a platform, it now helps you in having a similar platform with the relationships that you have with the people that you have?
Yes, because you know, there's so many ways to avoid fights. You know what I mean? There's so many ways to avoid fights by having the conversations when you need to have the conversations. And by having them as by the way conversations and not making it a thing. I've learned all of that because it's so easy to just be okay to communicate. I'm also okay with the fact that maybe one day something I say is going to make some person defensive and feel some type of way. And if they want to dip out, they should go because I'm not going to ever be less intense. You know what I mean? So if I'm saying something and you feel like you're this and that about it, that's cool, boo. You can go. But I can't afford to be less of myself, you know, in the hopes that you're going to stay. That's not something that I toy with in relationships anymore. I have because I was obviously a teenager going into early 20s. Life happens. But I'm just saying that my communication has grown. And it's really helped the way that I communicate. So for me, the goal is to not get to a fighting place. If we were at a fighting place, someone was not listening.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Someone wasn't listening because we would have had a few conversations before the time. And then it becomes a conversation of, do you even respect me? And then it becomes a conversation of, do I have space for that? It's never a conversation about you. It's a them. It's a conversation with yourself about what you can tolerate, about what looks like a pattern, about what looks like the boyfriend before. That's the conversation you're supposed to be having. That's the way you win, you know? And winning a relationship doesn't mean that a relationship lasts 5 years. Winning a relationship means that you can leave and be like, damn it, man, that was a dope relationship.
Yeah.
Peace out. Have a good life. Whether it was 9 months or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you've got to be open to communicating differently. You can't just wild out. And I think maybe that's what's helped me. I don't wild out if I don't need to. I just have the conversation. But if I feel like I'm being disrespectful, I'm very okay to leave.
So it's about protecting the inner peace.
Yes.
Inner peace. As they say.
Wow. Yes. Which you relearn with everyone, I learned.
Wow.
But it should be a constant.
Yeah, and I also want to jump in there, Star. You said when you love intense.
Yeah.
And you love hard.
Yeah.
In simple terms, what does that mean in a relationship? So are you then? Because I immediately go, okay, needy. Am I wrong?
No.
You know, like,
no, Star is anything
intense,
but needy.
No. You're going to call me. You're going to love me. You're falling in love in a week.
But needy.
Like,
no.
Explain that.
I just mean that everything is a thing to me. You know, you walk into the door. If I'm on the phone, that phone call can wait. I want to greet you. I want to feel your head. I want to find out how your day was. And then I can carry on with the call. Then I want to find out if you've eaten. And I want you to see you sitting down. I want you to see you chilling. And then I want to find out how your day was. Who's annoying you at work? Who you like? Who you don't like? That's what I mean. I'm just immersed in what is important to you. Not that I'm needy. I mean, I don't know. The ex-boyfriends will say, but I don't think I'm a needy person at all.
No. I just needed some clarity on that. Because immediately when you think intense and hard, you think, okay, this girl's going to be
my
back.
Just mean I'm intense in that way.
But thank you so much for clearing that up.
Yes,
guys,
yes,
Star just cleared it up. So don't run away, boy. She's here. She's here.
Or you can.
All the
daddy. She doesn't have, if she has time for you.
Anybody
check it for no boys.
Guys, we're going to go into a really dope song and we'll be back in literally a few seconds. CliffCentral.com. Guys, have you just tuned in? You're tuned into the Urban Culture Dive. And we also want to encourage you guys, if you guys are listening in, hey, please tag us on the Urban Culture Drive hashtag on Twitter and on Facebook. We'd love to hear and see your interactions. And we're also ready to... Why am I talking like I'm crazy? We're also ready to respond to any of your really cool posts. Tell us what your take is on intimacy. We'd really like to know. And then, guys, so actually we are discussing chats. We're discussing relationships and how to go about it and intimacy within it. So I want to know, guys, and this might seem sort of what a boring, like, really. But what I want to know is, guys, quality time in a relationship. You said you're busy right now. You ain't got no time per se because you're pushing a career.
Yeah.
How would you bridge the gap though? Because you're busy, but Bae wants to see you, but you need to fly out to like Durban.
Then
twice
Bae
a week
comes to Durban.
But let's say Bae's not on your pay grade per se. And is that an issue if Bae is not on your pay grade, guys?
I used to think it wasn't. Until it was.
Because I feel like money is a form of intimacy too.
If I'm keeping
which
it
we try to
real.
Tell us. Shade all of them, Star. Shade
them. I'm keeping
them.
It real. I just think, I'm not talking about somebody who's got a helicopter. Hey, look.
Yeah.
Let's not get it twisted. A helicopter is okay. But I'm just saying that it used to be, it wasn't a thing until... You realize, like, life happens, you know what I mean? I could get sick, like, I was sick yesterday and I'm still sick now, but I was, really bad thinking to myself, wow, if I don't drive myself to Dischem, I'm dead.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, you need to be resourceful. You need to be able to make a plan if I'm not okay the way that I would make a plan if you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to make a plan if someone's passed away in my family and I need to get whatever together. I need to know that in some way I could lean on you, and if you cannot help, it's because you really cannot help. You know what I mean? So I just need somebody who is as resourceful as I would be in their life. That's where I am now. I need you to be resourceful.
Resourceful financially or resourceful?
In both,
whatever
always,
it is
honey.
To you.
The reason I'm asking is because initially when you said, when you spoke, you
yes,
spoke
girl.
About you never thought money was an issue until it was.
Yeah.
So hence I'm saying, if I can be there supportive without the money, like, I'm there with the family helping Abu Ankele and whatnot.
Yeah.
With the is that not an expression of?
It is one of, but we're talking about all. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, but is that acceptable?
Yes, but again, like I said, if I'm sick and I need
I
someone
Uber,
to go to, this cam for me. Uber. I just want, I'm saying that I'm just at the place. I don't work this hard to not be with a man that is not resourceful.
Exactly.
I don't have the time for it.
I agree with you.
So do you know what I mean?
I totally agree. Uber, is that not being resourceful?
But that didn't say, no one's talking about whether you have a car or not. We're just talking about resources.
In general.
Hence I'm asking, in terms of resourcefulness.
Look, if you come through with the Uber, Kishap.
Is that not
resourceful? I don't know. I prefer a man with a car now. I don't want to lie to you.
Don't even approach me. I am a pedestrian.
Yes, I'm asking because we need to...
Yes, but that's just me. That's just me. You know what I mean? There's a lot of women who are down for whatever. I was that girl. I am no longer. I was that girl. Actually, funny enough, I've only dated one guy with a car. One.
Wow.
Of all my boyfriends, only one.
How many have you dated, Star?
Four. Four.
And
four,
you were, you were the driver four, the whole five. Time throughout this thing.
No, I mean, I didn't have cars for the other three. I had cars for two of them who didn't have cars. So I've been with men without cars, but I then have experienced the annoyance of a man without a car. And I just don't want to go back there. I just not for, it's not for me anymore.
You should see the expression. It's really annoying. You should see. It's really annoying.
It's a lot.
Guys,
for
Uber
me.
Is not the way. For certain people.
Yeah. Go sexy. I feel like you're burning to tell us what's happening.
No, I feel like this is just like one of those Date My Family episodes where everybody's like, do you have a car? We are driver. Is it a Vorpa? Is it a Jeep?
Vibes.
You know what I mean? But because I've had experiences of dating very, very wealthy men and very, very poor men.
Yes, boy.
I've got full spectrum. So, Star, I completely resonate with you when you say that there are certain things that you cannot be dealing with at a specific age and a specific time. However, people with money come with a lot of emotional problems. They're very controlling
in general.
They want to be out there. So with regards to, for example, spending quality time and being resourceful, it's always a matter of, if I do this, what do I get back in return? It's always like people like Liz, value proposition. What is
VP.
Liz will always ask you, what is the value proposition of me having you here? And I'm not shading him, but that's just how he is. That's how he's structured.
Yeah.
And people that are tend to be wealthy and generous, not necessarily wealthy, just people that have made it, especially like this Black Diamonds, they always look at what is the value proposition. And that takes away the intimate part of your situation or relationship, which is quite sad. Versus people that are, I would say, there are people that like don't even have like the scarce resources, like they can't even do anything. Yeah, obviously those type of people you don't want to mess around with because you know you guys are not in the same level of much.
And also you have to carry around dead weight.
You have
that's
to carry around dead
weight,
and that's what I would say. Yeah, I resonate with it up to a certain extent. I mean, I would date a person who didn't have a vehicle. That's fine, as long as I'm not inconvenienced.
As long as you're not the driver.
The concept is not to be inconvenienced. Yeah. I don't want that feeling. Of knowing that I have to be paying some Sunnyside rent or some Bramfontein. I don't want that.
I think I've just experienced the other spectrum of it being completely inconvenienced. And I'm just like, you know what? I just need to not feel like that ever again. And those things will not occur if somebody has some kind of means to move around.
That's the clarity I was looking for in terms of resourceful. What was your definition of resourcefulness?
Yeah.
No. Now I got it.
Yeah, that's fine.
But now,
I see what you mean. Okay.
So mean. Quality time, Craig.
Yeah.
What would be your definition of
quality time? You know, these things are amazing when they're online, over the phone, and physical. So it just absolutely depends on how special you feel and how you're made to feel special over time. So it's just different platforms, you know, because right now we're either online, so that means we're texting and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But if the individual texts you almost like every hour, it's so cute. You know that you're, you know, that is like, you know, in an online quality time that you know you're being checked up on, and that's beautiful. And people never realize how much effort actually texting is. I mean, we're here on the show, we're at work, we're doing different kind of things. But if someone takes a few minutes to spend time with you, that is in essence quality time. When someone physically makes the time, and I always say to people in Joburg, Saturday is prime time. If someone sees you on Saturday. That
actually,
is prime.
Yes.
That means that they are literally getting rid of all sorts of appointments, all sorts of things that they need to do just to make you feel special. So I always say respect somebody that gives you Saturday time. Friday you're typically tired, but Saturday you have the time to do whatever you want. And if someone says, listen, let's hang out on Saturday, that is beautiful. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
And if someone, obviously, last one, calls you, guys, let's not forget the phone call. It's cliched, but it's still super cute. When someone calls you during the morning or at night, it means something. Someone might not talk to you the whole day, or some people are not able to text because, I mean, you're on the show or you're lecturing, whatever the case might be. But if someone spends time and literally gives you, whether, guys, even if it's a WhatsApp call, I mean, these days, yeah, I know. But if someone wants to just hear your voice, that's a form of quality time, and that is quite being intimate, I think.
To me, thank you for that, Craig. But to me, intimacy is an e-wallet, essentially.
Hey,
Zeddy.
Guys, I gotta we're in this hoe is life phase right now within our society.
Are we though?
Yeah, we are.
I speak for the masses. So I get it. Yeah, we in hoe is life currently. Mm-hmm. Okay. Within hoe is life, we always say, you know what? It's fine. We'll get into these situationships. Just don't catch feelings. That's like a buzzword. You know, she caught feelings. I'm catching feelings. Catching feelings, which essentially translates to being emotional and building an emotional connection to someone. Guys, I want both sides of the spectrum. How do you build the wall if you are a hoe, right? And you are on team hoe is life, right? How do you maintain that wall of like, okay, I'm not going to get into deep. You know, how do you build that wall? And on the other side, how do you, guys, when do you know? Because I know that many people that start with in situationships, you know, it's all just, you know, fun. And then we catch feelings.
Yeah.
Why? How? When, you know, we are told don't catch feelings and then eventually we do. Why? Why do women, especially women, catch feelings?
Honey. Who tells you not to catch feelings, Candace?
No. This is not about me.
I've heard that
you can catch feelings as long as you know how to control them.
Okay, I'll take it from here.
Craig, how do you control these things?
Okay. I'm just gonna start off with a quote that I got. Actually, it's a Facebook update that I read on my timeline. Someone wrote,
"Please credit the person."
I cannot. Papa, too much demand. He thinks he's a gay psychologist.
Jojo.
Anyway.
Yet here you are with his quote. You know what I mean?
You know,
it's the value proposition. Value proposition. All right. Okay. So this guy wrote that if you've been dating someone and you know that you're the rechter, you're the main person, you know, and that's your bae, that's your boo, you guys are in love, and they never post you or anything like that on any form of social media platform, or maybe they do, it's like every now and again, but all of a sudden, because obviously now, okay, Valentine's, you know, they're or just before, or just randomly, like something that's quite out of character, where they just blast you and just like be like, hey, well, not blast you positively, like they're like, oh, this is the love of my life, yada yada yada, you know, love lives here, hashtag it's beautiful and rosy
vacations.
You need to think about that and say the actual reason why they're doing that is so that they're punishing their side nigger or the side girl. So the actual concept is just to make the side person look at all of that because they're pissed off at them for something else. So in actual fact, it's not that it's just for you to feel special, especially if your person is just very randomly does it. If they do it out of the blue, then you know, this is quite out of character, you know? And anyway, so going back to that, you know, because the reason why I quoted that is because there's a link between the side people. When do you know something is real? When are you the right person? When are you? So for me, I think that you need to be very specific from the beginning. Someone gave me a quote and said, I like to define things, you know, not a quote, like advice. I like to define things from the beginning as into where we're going. And that's not always practical. You cannot just meet someone and just think that, you know, you're going to just hit it off right away, you know. Yeah. However, there is a certain element of you feeling secure. If you feel secure and if you reach the kind of intimacy that we're talking about today, where you're vulnerable and it's not necessarily sexual, the person becomes consistent. Because remember, consistency brings upon love. You know, the moment that someone does the same thing over and over and over again, you are bound.
I hope my man's listening.
You know, you're bound to fall for them. You know? And, you know, the dangerous part is a guy can be consistent with more than one person. You know, they can actually maintain.
Men can juggle. That's why when I was slightly main, and then there's someone else.
Okay, clarify that. Consistent how? In
maintaining
a relationship?
Maintaining. Every day.
Romantic relationship or... I mean, all of us are consistent.
No, I'm talking about romantic, you know. A person can do the most with you at a specific time, at a specific hour. And because we're in Joburg, we're busy, we're doing the most, you know, we're hustling and so forth. A person can say, okay, every Friday, Kitlo, I'm going to meet up with you here and there. We're going to do X, Y, Z. And that happens for 10 straight weeks, fam. You know what I mean? You are bound to somehow feel something for them.
So, in essence, now that you're mentioning this, Kshoguti, people are out here selling fake intimacy.
Fam, new definition.
Beautiful.
Fake intimacy.
Thank you so much.
Because they're giving you...
I have never done a situation.
They're giving you what you want.
Never, ever, star.
No, I've never done one without emotions. I don't know how.
So you're one of those girls, you just... You're genuine. Okay, I'm not sure to... I
Babes,
feel, for God's sake.
I always think it's going to turn into something else. Well, let me not say always, like it's happened more than once, but yo, the last one was bleak. A year and a half, man.
What?
Yeah. Because the other thing is that... you're right about having that conversation at the very beginning. But that conversation doesn't happen as clear. It's not very clear because they also want the blurred lines because they also want a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But they don't want the responsibilities that come with the girlfriend.
Wow.
In other words,
everyone wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die first. Yes. Right, you know?
So we've obviously concluded that sex is a form of intimacy, standard. That's the first thing that comes to your mind. As well as obviously texting, which you brought up, Craig, is a form of intimacy. So now I want to pose a question to you guys, okay? Yeah. What would hurt most? Your bae having an emotional face, or via text, you come across these texts and it's pictures and it's love and it's this person is just incredible, or sex?
Have
or
the sex. Sex.
Really?
Have the
sex. I also would say
have
rather
sex
because you're really have texting this 20 something year old bae or the 16 year old.
It's two ways, right? From a guy's perspective, it would be rather text. Mm. Have that
from
text.
A man.
Yeah,
okay.
From a guy looking at the girl.
You'd rather have
I'd
a hand.
Have
but you guys
girlfriend.
Are very sensitive when it comes to
you
women.
Know what I mean?
You know why?
Yeah.
Because we believe, and whether it's true or not, it's a guy's way of thinking. We believe that because women are emotional, the minute they lay with someone else, then
they've made an attachment,
that emotional
and a connection.
Connection with her. What? So for us, it's...
You guys don't know that we're savages, hey?
Sex, the reason guys are so... beat up about their girls sleeping with someone else, not actually about the deed, but it's what the deed means.
Oh, all of
seeing
a sudden it
those,
means more when she's
seeing
doing
those
it.
Reflections of the love faces that she's making
and
all of that.
Star's literally rolling her eyes. She's like, I'm not having any of this.
From a woman's perspective, yes, because from both of us, it's all about emotion. Mm. From both of us, essentially, you'd rather have the sex because she knows that a guy is just about lust, mm-hmm. sex. But if they're texting and flirting and connecting, it's an emotional connection, mm-hmm. and that's a problem for her. Since from my side, I know if it's texting, it can be there. But if it's sex, that means she's literally given herself like,
to someone
emotionally.
Love. If there's texting, there will be sex. I'm so sorry.
Craig.
Thanks for the
Okay. So all right. Because obviously, guys, I have different sexual experiences from all of you here. I don't know why you guys don't like gay people. Why aren't we having more gay people in the studio?
Bring
your
friends.
Can't
you've been
job,
recruiting
Craig.
And scouting. Bring the stalker.
I think a gay stalk. Anyway, you know, I think for me, I'm just going to bring it back to, like, this movie really meant quite a bit to me. Mm-hmm. This Inxeba movie, which, I mean... The intimacy level that these... So just to give a slight background, I haven't watched it. I mean, the whole of Xhosa land decided to ban this movie because
they
was...
Crazy.
It was hectic, you know? Mm. And that was, I suppose to some extent, you do resonate with them. I mean, it's a cultural movie. It's two boys who go for initiation and, you know... And then... and it's a boy that goes for initiation and then he finds out that his caregivers are in love or whatever the case might be. And when you see all of that, the movie actually portrays love between two men as very awkward because at first they couldn't even kiss. Mm. So it was just about doing the deed. So it was about extremely physical. Mm. But towards the end, that's when they started to become very intimate. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happens between when two men are together. Ooh. So it all starts with the sex, but
the
sex becomes consistent.
Wow.
Then the texting. So it's the other way around,
oh, wow.
You know? So you know that if you are with someone, you guys will most likely get physical first, but then the physical aspect happens so consistently that then you just start to hug and kiss a lot more and start texting, and before you know it, you are just together. You know, so it doesn't necessarily happen the other way around. Right? It's just weird.
It could almost explain why Zomisi took so long to. Exposed.
Show us his bae.
His bae.
No, he didn't take long for him. He did not take long. He
do
did
we
not.
Know when
and you know the bae stays
dating?
In our complex.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
We should invite him for an
interview. Get him on the show.
Get him on the show.
Guys, I don't know if you guys have realized, since we're speaking of intimacy and bays, tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
I think they figured that part out.
Guys, are you being flown out to Dubai?
I am not. Stop. I am not.
Flowers,
I'll be at Miana? Work. I'm not expecting flowers.
Not recognized.
I don't know. Yeah, the 14th of February just is what it is.
Cash deposit.
It'll be a good day. Guys, none of that.
But a reminder, it'll be a good day, though. A reminder, 14th of February is not Women's Day. Just a humble reminder.
I always, and you know what? All I ask is that people don't send me chain messages on WhatsApp tomorrow. Right. You know those generic like chain messages on WhatsApp? Please leave me out of that. Leave me out of your broadcast
list. If anything, boys, like, since it's not Women's Day, all of us should get spoiled. Just putting it out. But
Craig, I know you've got a couple of situation. I'm
hey,
joking.
Banna.
I'm joking. Tell
hey,
me, banna. Baby. Tell
hey,
me,
hey,
baby.
They could be listening. Hey, hey,
they
hey,
could be listening in askies.
Anyway, I think for me, the fact that tomorrow is Valentine's Day only means one thing. It means that Instagram is probably going to blow up. They are like
in red.
Four couples that I know that are going to mess up our Instagram. Like, but they're always all about love lives here. You know, hashtag love lives here. You know? And one of the, and you know, it's so cute. It's so sweet. But ish, guys, you know, I always wonder if they keep doing that over and over again. I mean, how perfect are they? But I'm not throwing shade, guys. I'm not throwing shade. I'm
it's all
just saying,
for the gram, baby.
It's all for the gram.
It's all for the gram.
You know, the first one that I'm sure is going to blow up. I mean, they've been doing the most. So, you know.
I'm expecting matching outfits for
you.
Sure.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm so sure.
I'm looking forward to matching outfits.
Number two, the Fergusons. She's probably going to get an SLS now.
Look, he's out here. You
he's
never
out
know.
Here. Yeah, but that man is fine, though. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Craig, you have your own people.
Guys, so to wrap it up, I posed a question to you guys in the beginning. Yeah. How many of these negative thoughts do you recognize? Air quotes, it's a couple's world. There's nothing really special about me. I can't live without him or her. It doesn't pay to be loving and trusting. Hold that thought, right? So, I asked, what is intimacy? And I want to tell you guys, I'm going to read a definition of the internet. Don't judge, guys, please. And I think this mostly resonates with really what intimacy is. So intimacy is a journey. It's not a tangible thing. It takes place over time. It's ever changing and is not stagnant. And that's what you said, Craig. In fact, any kind of stagnation in a relationship kills intimacy. Intimacy can also take many forms. One form of intimacy is cognitive or intellectual intimacy, where two people exchange thoughts, share ideas, and enjoy similarities and differences between their opinion. If they can do this in an open and comfortable way, they can become quite intimate in an intellectual area. So I want to jump onto the four different sort of spheres within intimacy. And it's intellectual, which I just read, emotional, spiritual, and sexual. So in one word, guys, to you guys, intellectual intimacy. What is it to you? Real quick, one word. What is it? Could it be, it could be anything. I know Craig is excited to answer this.
Intellectual intimacy.
Yes.
It
music.
Can't be one word.
That's why, because we're wrapping up. So I need y'all to think quick on your feet. Or any one of them. So I mentioned four, right? And we can all sort of draw what we, you know.
Because some of them we might not know. Like intellectual.
So intellectual, obviously, is how we get along. It's not per se, I have a PhD, Craig has a PhD. Mm-hmm. So it's more of that emotional, you know,
the conversational type of
intellect. So it's what you guys do when no one's watching the chats that you have, things that you guys enjoy chatting about. Craig.
Just a quick summary on that. I think for me, when you say intellectual intimacy, it's just knowing that we can build each other, you know, because intellectually we stimulate each other to inspire and aspire for bigger and greater things. That's what it means to me.
And emotional closeness, obviously, guys, getting on a spiritual, you know, emotional. These things all of sort of like interlink, because spiritual is also there. And spiritual, obviously, within the text says, you know, maybe your spirituality with God, whoever, any God that you believe in, but also taking care of yourself, which you also mentioned, stuff. And then sexual. You know, expression. And we all know that. I mean, that's what we immediately associate intimacy with. So, guys, final thoughts, guys. Intimacy, intimate connection. This is our show today.
There's a lot of intimacy in music, sharing music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's
thank you so
one
much
of
for
my favorite
that
intellectual
intimacy.
Music
that's,
is one
of
my favorite.
Of the intellectual.
Most of the people I've fallen in love with shared music, but also shared how they felt about the music. So that's been a huge part for me.
It could also be a spiritual bond, eh? Because you're selling part of what you feel that you can't express with your words through the music that
for sure. Whatever resonates with you says a lot about what you're going through.
Wow. Yeah. So for me, intimacy, I believe, also starts with the individual before it can be carried out to other people. So intimacy for me is being one with myself, knowing myself, like Star was saying earlier, one being selfish in the current realm that she's in. She's all about what works and doesn't work for her.
Yeah.
Before she can invite someone else into that space. That's, for me, key to intimacy. Because once we get that right, you can share that with anybody else without being ashamed or feeling anything. Yeah.
Craig 06.
No, for me, I think, you know what? Other than intellect, when we're intellectually stimulating each other, I really would resonate with Star with regards to music. I mean, music is so deep, especially when the person understands the lyrics and what this writer is trying to say. And if you guys have common ground on that, it's absolutely beautiful. That's me for today. Les, we miss you.
Awesome, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. It's my debut. A lot of technicalities, but fine. We had fun. Thank you so much for coming through, Star. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. Yes, this is, guys, so much fun.
And also continue the conversation after we go off air, guys. It's at cliffcentral.com on Twitter and on Facebook, and we're at Urban Culture Drive. Goodbye. Thanks. And God bless.
Bye, guys.
This is cliffcentral.com.